With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is clamping down on a visa program after the deadly attack at Brown University. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a pause in the processing of diversity lottery applications after the suspect in the Brown University shootings was linked to the visa program. The gunman, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot, was a Portuguese national who obtained permanent residence via the Diversity Visa Lottery Program. Halting the applications was presented as keeping Americans safe, but critics said the Trump administration is using the attack to achieve a broader goal of reducing legal immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new federal survey data shows that record low teen use of alcohol, marijuana, and nicotine, and two-thirds of 12th graders reporting no recent substance abuse. The study also highlights a small but notable increase in heroin and cocaine experimentation. Also at SRNnews.com, the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina achieving a goal more than a century in the making this week when it secured federal recognition as a tribal nation.
This means that I have a seat at the table now. I have been counted out before by those other tribes saying that I did not exist, but I exist. My ethnicity is real.
There's a vehicle recall at Ford.
Ford is recalling more than 270,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the U.S. because of a parking function problem that could lead to them rolling away. The Detroit automaker says that the recall includes some 2022 to 2026 F-150 Lightnings, 2024 to 2026 Mustang Mach-Es, and 2025-2026 Mavericks. At issue is the integrated parking module, which may fail to lock into the park position when the driver shifts into park.
This is SRN News. Christianity appears to be losing its grip on young people. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
By the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Egypt and Iran, two Muslim countries where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that will celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each country's soccer federations will lodge a complaint with FIFA, that's the sport's governing body, and they're threatening not to play in the match. It's set for June 26th at Seattle Stadium. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports Anthony Joshua knocked out Jake Paul in the sixth round to win their heavyweight fight.
Jake Paul loses his heavyweight fight to Anthony Johnson in the sixth round of their Friday night bout in Miami.
I'm feeling good. That was fun. I love this sport. I gave it my all.
Two-time heavyweight champ Joshua displaying why he's one of boxing's elite punchers, dropping Paul more than once before delivering a right to the head in the sixth round to crush the YouTuber's upset dream.
He did amazing. He hits really hard, and I just did my personal best.
Paul also says his jaw was broken in the fight. Audio courtesy Netflix and MVP. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks were booming on Wall Street Friday. The Dow closed up at 183 points, and the Nasdaq gained 301 by the closing bell. More on these stories at srnnews.com.